AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVUA News Time is 8:24. It is Newsmaker 2 time here on this Tuesday, and we're pleased to have with us Flint Hills Community Health Center Chief Executive Officer Renee Hively.
Renee, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
We're good so far. Thanks for joining us here today, and thanks for spending some time giving us the update here on the rebranding effort here for Flint Hills Community Health Center. Let me just ask you to get started. How close are we to officially launching the new name, image, and likeness here for the health center?
Well, actually, today is our official go live with our new name, so we're excited internally, and we hope externally people will be excited as well.
Well, that kind of leads us to ask, what are we shifting to? What is the new name for FHCHC?
You just want me to give it up that quick, huh?
Yes.
Well, hey, we've waited 60 seconds here, Renee.
Actually, we've waited a few months, actually.
You're very impatient. I figured you'd ask me, why did you decide to do this? But well, let me ahead and announce. Do you have a drum roll or something? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, we can find that, actually, to be honest.
No, we are excited to announce that our new name is CareArc.
CareArc?
Yes, very clean, crisp, and short.
Okay. Well, you wanted to kind of have a little bit of a run-up here to the name change, and that was really going to be, I think, our next step in the process was going to be kind of going into the background. What did lead to the name change from Flint Hills Community Health Center to CareArc?
Sure. So, discussions around our rebranding started back in the spring of 2019 and became one of our strategic goals in our 2020-2024 strategic plan. One of the main reasons or the driving factor for changing our name was brand confusion. How many times have you called us Lyon County Health Department or Flint Hills Health or maybe together or anyone else in our community? Even internally, we had a little brand confusion going on. So people were constantly referring us as the health department. And I want to say, yes, our legacy is the health department. It is the foundation in which our community health center was built on. But at that time, we didn't do a very good job at really defining who we were at that time because we really evolved so much at that point, but we just didn't do a good job about telling our story. So with this rebranding process, it gives us an opportunity to redefine ourselves within the community and who we are and what we have to offer.
All right, so CareArc is the new name. So how much went into this CareArc? What can you basically dive deeper into the specifics of CareArc?
Sure. Actually, we had an internal committee of staff members, and some of our board members participated in it as well. We kind of had a little competition going on internally to submit names, new names. So our staff had an opportunity to help name our organization as well. So we had a little competition, and CareArc came to the top and actually became our name, obviously. And really, it's because it really depicts who we are. We're a caring organization. We want to improve the health and well-being for everyone without exception. We're here to help get people back to living their best life. And we think CareArc is going to help us really define that. That name is just the beginning of who we are. This will actually become the foundation on which our marketing manager, Justin, who's done an amazing job with all this and getting this put together for us, to be able to go out and then start marketing us and telling our story to the community. And we want people to know that who we are and what we do, and we want to differentiate ourselves from our competition. We want to stand out as a quality place that meets all of our community health care needs.
Okay, so we get the care, and now is the ARC basically joining all of the different services that you offer? I'm just heaving that out there, but where does the ARC come in?
You are good, exactly. That ARC comes in is because we have so many services all under one roof. We have medical services, behavioral health services, dental services, and then our community health services as well. So we have so much to offer under one roof. And that's where that arch comes in.
I wanted to ask on that point there, one, is the list of services going to change or adjust / expand here with the name change? And two, you'd mentioned here about Lyon County Public Health. How does Lyon County Public Health factor into CareArc, or is that still going to be separate from CareArc?
Community health will be one of our departments under medical, so under our medical services. So they're going to be really just embraced through this whole thing and not separated. We're all going to be CareArc employees, and we've always been employees of the community health center. We just had a hard time really determining what we were and when we were that person and when we weren't.
Understood. And you know, obviously with the COVID-19 pandemic, I think that really did come to mind just with the number of the staffers that had different hats. And, you know, Jennifer Milburn coming up here a lot as Emergency Preparedness Director, you as Incident Commander for the health center for public health as well. So it's a move that makes sense. About the list of services, is that going to stay steady here for now, or do you have plans to maybe expand / augment what you currently have?
You know, actually, our services will remain pretty steady as they are. But we do have some really exciting news, too. You know, along with this name change, it's really good timing because we're getting ready to embark in a remodeling of our medical clinic. So you'll see a brand new medical clinic inside. And also, we're moving our dental clinic to the garden level. So we'll have a brand new dental clinic as well. So we'll be able to expand on those services because we'll have more room to do so.
It is CareArc. That is the new name, Flint Hills Community Health Center. So CareArc, so is it C-A-R-E? Give us paint us the picture there, Renee.
CareArc. It's CCARE, A-R-C.
Okay.
And where can we find you? And now is essentially the contact information. Is the contact information going to be the same as far as phone is concerned? And also, how can folks find you, say, either on the web or through social media?
That's exactly right. We have launched a new website, which will be carearc.org. You can still get us at our old Flint Hills Community Health Center email address, but eventually that will go away. We're going to kind of overlay our new email address on top of that so we don't miss important correspondence from anyone.
Outstanding. Well, Renee, anything else that you wanted to bring up here with the new name change, which is apparently effective as of a little earlier this morning?
I just want to say, you know, I read a quote and it says, every company has customers. Great companies have an audience. And so this is really our launch at really getting to our audience and letting them know who we are and what we're here to do for them. So we're excited to be able to launch this new name. We hope everyone will be just as excited as we are.
Well, congratulations on the branding, the beginning of the branding efforts. CareArc, Renee Hively, CEO of CareArc, will say here this morning. Renee, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day, Renee.
You too.
Yeah, Renee Hively, CEO of CareArc. Chuck?
Yes, and we'll be having a news story coming up here on this, obviously, throughout the course of the morning today and then also here tomorrow morning as well. Contact information remaining the same as far as via phone, 620-342-4864. And you can find CareArc online at CareArc, CAREARC.org. Coming up, we've got the Newsmaker 3 segment. Ben Neely will be discussing a special fishery study through the Department of Wildlife and Parks. Tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 guest features Clara Korn as we update the work of Blumhouse. And also, we'll get the biweekly update from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan tomorrow morning.
All right. Well, hey, it is here, the United We Thrive KVOE Live Morning Drive Auction. And you've got just under 30 minutes to get in and get your bids in on some awesome items here this morning. Let me tell you, you know, the Danner boots, brown shoe fit, those are really nice. $200 value. Bidding's at $140 right now, Chuck.
Nice.
The Mardi Gras King Cake, locally crafted by a New Orleans resident. Yeah, this is cream cheese filled with, of course, that hidden baby. It's at $30 right now, valued at $65. The Renegade Cupcakes, custom 6-inch cake of choice. Yeah, Michelle.
Boy, she can do it.
Michelle, boy, she can do it. Yeah, no doubt about that. It's at $50 right now. The Hopkins, and this is a really nice item from Hopkins Manufacturing. It is the Smart View Wireless Trailer Camera, and that includes free installation, my friend.
Awesome.
That's $130 value, and it's at $75 right now. Now, Dynamic Disc, this is the birthday party package for up to 10.
Oh, boy.
And this includes a 3-hour event at Hammond Park at the disc golf course there. It includes 10 party packs, which includes in that party pack, it's a DD bag. You get a marker, a putter, a mid-range, and a gift card, and an introductory lesson on disc golf by a professional disc golfer with photo op.
Awesome.
And then, of course, a 9-hole round of disc golf with games and prizes. That is a $950 value. That is a dandy package. And the bidding is still only at $100.
That is super cool.
Right now.
Man,
so
oh
only
man.
$100. So get those bids in, valued at $950. So we need to get going on the DD birthday party package. Longbine Auto Plaza, lube oil and filter service, and the full detail. That's a $235 package. That's a $255.
Wow.
People want that.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, from Longbine Auto Plaza, where they do business right on West Highway 50. And from Prairie Land Partners, the Prestige Collection Series Model Tractor, valued at just under $100. It is at $50.
Okay.
Right now. So log on to KVOE.com. Click on the big United Way auction icon right at the homepage. Can't miss it. It's right there when you open up our homepage, and that will take you to where the auction items are to bid, and then you can follow along and see where the bidding is exactly at.
Yes, sir.
So you have until about 9 o'clock this morning. This is day 2 of a 5-day event here. All money, every penny goes to the United Way of the Flint Hills and their community partners that do such outstanding work. That serves so many.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Here in the Emporia area. So get those bids in to 620. Basically, you text to our text line, 620-342-5863. It's that easy. Just look at the auction item. For instance, the Renegade Cupcakes, that's T3.
Mm-hmm.
And then put what you'd like to bid.
Easy
it's
enough.
It's at $50 right now. But the Dynamic Disc birthday party, we need to get after that because that is a wonderful deal.
Isn't it, though? I mean, you've got time to get 8 or 9 friends on that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that.
A couple family members. You're in good shape with that.
And, Dynamic Disc, they know how to put on a party. These kids, they do.
Yeah. Well, we see the DDO, the block party that they have. They can just make that personalized for you.
Well, and they love to get kids and the kids involved, and they do a great job of, grooming the business and disc golf in general. So it's a really neat package. So get those bids in for the Dynamic Disc birthday party package for up to 10. That's a 3-hour deal right there. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by our good friends at CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell today at 517 East 6th. Call 208-6777 for a free consultation. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. It is 8:38. Now the headlines from ABC.
Fighting in Ukraine expected to intensify as another Russian convoy of tanks